1 minute past 4 o'clock, here's Joe Daunt.
Well, Joey Barton has been placed on the transfer list at Newcastle United and has been advised he can leave the club on a free transfer. With me now in the studio is Metro Radio's Joel Goldman, who has more details. Joel.
Yeah, cheers, Joe. Joey Barton's tweets look like they finally caused his downfall at Newcastle United today. They forced the board to act. Yesterday, I was the only radio representative at the 3-2 friendly defeat to Leeds, and it was clear after the full-time team talk that Joey was unhappy with more than just the result as he stormed off to the team coach, swearing along the way. He was tweeting within the hour, and what did he say? Well, here we go. If only we as players could tell the fans exactly how it is without them above finding us lots of money, there will be a time and a place. He then made mention of Jose Enrique's tweets against the board, and Joey ended by saying, if I wanted to leave, I'd just come out and say I wanted to leave. Things need addressing as I'm not prepared to go through a relegation again. Well, today, Joey said he'd make an announcement at 4 o'clock, but the club has acted first.
But he's not the only player to have caused trouble on Twitter, is he?
Well, no, we just made mention of Jose Enrique. He was fined £100,000, we think, for his rants against the board. Yesterday, as well as Joey having an argument with fans on Twitter, Danny Simpson had a go at some of the fans who'd given him some stick during the game. Today, Niall Ranger appears to have attacked Alan Pardew on Twitter as well, saying he can't get a game despite scoring in friendlies. Now, I've just refreshed my phone as we speak. Still nothing from Joey Barton. We'll bring you the latest on our Twitter page at Metro Radio News as we get it.
Okay, Joel, thank you very much.